The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Explicit content may be heard throughout this podcast. Listening discretion is advised.
What is up, all you para people? Hi, hi, hi. You're listening to Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. We have some awesome, awesome peeps tonight with Adrian and Tina Scaff, paranormal investigators from Arkansas.
I love that. That feature just saved me a lot of time. So how have y'all been? It's been so long.
Yeah. We've been good.
Surviving.
Just kind of going with the flow and trying to stay out of trouble, which is sometimes hard.
Especially when it comes to politics.
For yeah.
Yep. Only 3.5. That hospital is looking good coming up this year. Yeah. I want to go. We're going to talk about that hospital too, because I know y'all are
mentioning it by name.
You cannot mention it.
No. Nope. I know. They told me that too whenever I went down there. Yep. Said you can't say the name. You can say TB Hospital in Arkansas, or you can say Hospital in Arkansas. But that's
it. Arkansas Hospital.
Have you been there?
Yes, three times. Okay. Three times.
Right. Loved without it. Without even care in the world. Okay.
Really? Man, next time we go, I'm gonna be like, hey, Adrian, Tina, wherever you guys are, here somewhere.
Didn't stop and say, hey, let's go out to eat. Yeah.
Well, next time I will. Well, we went down last time with three different groups.
That's fine. See how you are.
Well, I knew you guys loved it. When we got there, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were, or 5 o'clock in the evening.
We host a lot of groups. There are groups that come in that are new, and we'll call up there and go, how do you get in? And the guy up there will give them our name and number. So then they call us, and so we host as the money goes to the people there, not the center itself. So
we turn it into kind of a little mini charity.
And then we sit there all night, make sure that they take care of the building, let them be up in the building, and then give him all the money. And if they're good people, we keep an eye on them. If they're good people, then the next time they come in, let them go.
We've gotten the lady every time we've gotten up there. The first time we went,
Rhonda. You must go on Friday night.
Us, most of the time, we go on a Friday night. Yep, she'll go, okay, you've been here before. See you later.
and they get a good feel off you. They'll let you go ahead and go. But if they don't want to deal with you, usually they throw you at me, and then I have to.
We weren't one of the first groups to get in there, but we were one of the earlier groups to get in there. And way back in the day, only Arkansas teams can come in, right? So anybody who was outside of Arkansas who wanted to go in there who wasn't an established team, didn't have, you know, any of that
stuff.
Used
to, if you wasn't a team, you didn't get in.
Yeah, period. And you had to be an established team, not, you know, here's my little card, you know. And then they just opened it up and opened it up. So, you know, we're still playing by the old rules. And that's why when something goes weird and he's got that small group of people, he calls us. And I'm like, why are you calling us? You just let everybody in. Whatever. Bitter.
Oh, goodness. No, I went with three people the first time.
It's not as good with two people. That building likes people in it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Whenever we had the three teams, it was my team, Jason Alexander's team, and another team, and I can't remember the name of that team. But when we had them, we had 12 people, 13 people total in there.
And it was hopping.
Yes, on every floor, especially the fifth floor.
We do our charity there. I mean, we'll have big groups of people.
And it's all over the place. It's just, you know, it's like, I'm thinking what it is it's like the patients are thinking it's almost like old days, the hospital's open, you hear stuff like the gurneys and stuff going up and down the hallway. It's like busy time. It's like the hospital's open again.
Yeah.
And that's what's in their head. So you get shadow people walking up and down the halls, and they're following the people up and down the halls. And
standing in groups of
people. We just stand there. I love it. You know, it's been investigating the thing. When we have our events, you're not messing with your equipment. Mm-hmm. You just stand totally in the hallway watching. And the people are going up and down, trying to get pictures of everything. And you're just watching, and they're going by the doorways. And you see shadow people walking out the doors, following them up and down the hall. And you're laughing because they don't see any of it. Yeah. And they're like, what are you watching? And you're like, well, you just walked by that door like three doors up, and the shadow people walked out and followed you down the hall. No way. And then you get people, they'll stop and they'll watch with you. I said, watch. And then a group of people walk by, and the shadow person, they'll go, oh! And then the next person will go, what are y'all watching? And you'll go, well, the shadow person, what? And then pretty soon you'll have like 20 people around you watching, and they'll go, and the whole group will be going, oh! And then they're like, what are you watching? Well, the shadow person's following you up on the, no way. And then it's awesome.
Every time. We love that those moments on those things, because they have those suck air moments.
Yeah.
You know? It's awesome.
Yeah.
We've been there somewhere for like shadow person.
Yeah.
It's boring. Yeah. I know. I've seen that one like 500 times.
Yeah. I was up there once. I had the flu, man, but I went and I didn't go up in the building. I was sick, so I stayed on the first floor to the bathroom. And I was on there was a couch down there, and we pulled it up, and I had a blanket. And the people were coming down, and they're like, man, I'm so sorry you're sick. There's like a head up there floating around, which, you know, sometimes you get legs walking down the hall, you see his legs, and sometimes you get an arm, and, you know, different parts. Well, that night there was a head that was floating over people, and it was freaking people out. And then so the people were just like jazzed about it. There was a head. There was this lady's head. It was floating. Oh my God. It was freaking out. And all night long, people were telling me about this head. You missed the head. You missed the head. Oh my God. Oh my God. I missed the head. I never saw a head ever. The whole time I've ever gone up there, I've never seen a head. I've seen the arm. I've seen feet, just feet walking across the hallway, but I've never seen a head. But that year, people were talking about the head. You missed the head. You missed the head. I'm like, oh my God. I'm just a sick of seeing the head. I just couldn't go. But
I've never seen a head.
Well, I've seen a head at another place. Actually, it was just a face. Like, it was a woman's face. I didn't see hair. I just saw eyes and a mouth and a really white face. And it didn't matter where I looked. She was there. And she was trying to tell me something. And she kept going into me, and she kept making me cry. When we did some research, I think it was we found out this woman had lost her baby, and she was buried in the cemetery out front of this house, and her baby was buried. But anyway, it was me and another one of our investigators, and we were holding hands, and you could feel it go down my arm, and then leave me. And then she would start crying. And then it would, and then all of a sudden she'd start laughing because she felt stupid. And then I'd start crying. And
all the time I'm taking pictures. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang.
It was just the weirdest thing. But then every time he would take a picture in the flash, I could see his face. And it didn't matter. I was trying not to see his face, but everywhere I looked, that face would show up. And it was a woman's face. And then later in some pictures, I said, this is the lady that I kept seeing. And then we found out that she had lost her baby and she was.
Oh.
But anyway, I have cool seen place. That, but not in that building.
Once again, not something that's widely known in the paranormal community.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you can see stuff, though, from a long time ago, since you were little. Though,
no,
right?
No, she can't see nothing.
I'm not.
Not psychic
I'm
at
not
all.
Special.
But she's observant. Is what. Neither one.
She's observant.
I have seen... It was when I was a teenager, I saw something come through a door, a head, and it twisted around and looked at me and then pulled back through the door. And it was one of those, did I see that type thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of brushed it off because I was by myself and I didn't want to think I saw that. But, and then. Like I said, I was like 17, 18, something like that. But that's one of those things that you're like, that was weird. And I don't really know if I saw
it. That didn't happen.
And but I've on occasion smelt my grandpa's pipe smoke, tobacco. And it's just weird. And it's not always in an enclosed space. Sometimes I'll be outside and I'll just get a whiff of it. I've always liked my grandpa's pipe tobacco, and it was a real sweet, almost a cherry smell. And I have no clue what brand he smoked because I was a little kid, have no clue what it was. But every once in a while, I'll get a whiff of it, and I'll tell him, I smell you, Grandpa. I smell you. And it's not at any particular time. You know, it's not like it's a bad time in my life or I'm crying or anything in particular. I'll just, it'll be just, I'll smell it. And then I'll say, I smell you, Grandpa.
No, but she'd been into the paranormal stories, the books and all that stuff all her life.
Oh yeah. That I was a creepy little kid.
So I never got into
I was too.
But I never got into that stuff. I was pretty much a non-believer. So.
Well, see, that's my husband. My husband is a skeptic, but he was into Goosebumps and R.L. Stine and all that growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how can you be a skeptic now? And he goes, just, yeah, whatever, Shauna.
No.
Well, what if I told you there's a spirit in the geese room? I think you're full of it. Why don't you come out here and sit with me for a while? Yeah. You'll see. Well, you won't see him because I don't see him, but I can hear him and I can hear him mess with stuff, and he loves to mess with my equipment. And,
yeah.
Everything else. I was like, Toby, stop. From what I've been told, he's, because three different mediums have seen him in here while I'm on live or when I'm talking or something like that. And one of them said he's between 10 and 12. Another one said he's between 12 and 15. So it's pretty much matches in between those, that age range. Well, this last one that I talked to said he's around 10 to 12 years old and he's mixed between Indian and white. And he said that because he can talk to him, and he said that, well, he says Tobias is fine. He got named by the white side. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And they said that he died of the coughing sickness. So it was back like early 1800s. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, no. So now I got to research this land and find out what all was here, because I don't think they have anything on Lakotas. I think it's Delaware, but Lakotas were Delaware, I believe. I don't know. I got to research it more. But after he said that, and this was only a few weeks ago, I've gotten an itch to want to get in and research.
Now we're going to be right back after this brief break.
Hey guys, it's Johnny Hauser here. I'm in the attic of the Velisca Axe Murder House. Stuff's getting weird. Skulls creeping me out. I just wanted to take a second to tell you my buddy, my BFF, my bestie, Shauna's got a new podcast out. It's called Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. She's going to be talking about monsters, mysteries, aliens, ghosts, true crime, paranormal, everything that's interesting. You know, you need to listen to it. Para X Radio Network, 8 p.m. Central Time, Wednesdays. Tune in.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. Wasn't that long, right? Right?
Everywhere I looked, that face would show up, and it was a woman's face. And then later in some pictures, I said, this is the lady that I kept seeing. And then we found out that she had lost her baby and she was.
Oh.
But anyway, I have seen that, but not in that building.
Once again, not something that's widely known in the paranormal community.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you could see stuff, though, from a long time ago since you were little. Though,
no,
right?
No, she can't see nothing.
I'm not.
Not psychic
I'm
at
not
all.
Special.
But she's observant. Is what. Neither one.
She's observant.
I have seen, it was when I was a teenager, I saw something come through a door, a head, and it twisted around and looked at me and then pulled back through the door. And it was one of those, did I see that type thing? Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of brushed it off because I was by myself and I didn't want to think I saw that. But, and then, like I said, I was like 17, 18, something like that. But that's one of those things that you're like, that was weird. And I don't really know if I saw
that. That didn't happen.
And, but I've on occasion smelt my grandpa's pipe smoke, tobacco. And it's just weird. And it's not always in an enclosed space. Sometimes I'll be outside and I'll just get a whiff of it. I've always liked my grandpa's pipe tobacco. And it was a real sweet, almost a cherry smell. And I have no clue what brand he smoked because I was a little kid. Have no clue what it was. But every once in a while, I'll get a whiff of it. And I'll tell him, I smell you, Grandpa. I smell you. And it's not at any particular time. You know, it's not like it's a bad time in my life or I'm crying or anything in particular. I'll just, it'll be just, I'll smell it. And then I'll say, I smell you, Grandpa.
No, but she'd been into the paranormal stories, the books and all that stuff all her life.
Oh, yeah. That I was a creepy little kid.
So I never got into
I was too.
But I never got into that stuff. I was pretty much a non-believer. So we did research on this house because this house is haunted. And we call him James. We don't know his name. He was a smoker. He'd smoke in the house.
We thought it was the kids. For the longest time, you know, a mom will go look for the cigarettes because I'm like, somebody's smoking in this house. Right. And I'm going to beat.
We hear footsteps in the hallway, our door handle to our bedroom would jiggle, all kinds of things like that'll happen in this house. And we actually, one night when getting ready to do an investigation, we had an investigator buy a brand new recorder, and she put the batteries in and recorded for 20 minutes. There were 3 EVPs in that amount of time. So that's pretty interesting. But
we never had an investigation in our house.
We don't need to.
And we didn't give her permission to record. And I didn't know she was recording. We were just waiting for some people to get here, him one of them. And she just turned it on. We didn't know that she had turned it on. And later, time had passed, days had passed. She said, look what I got in your house. And I said, I didn't know you were recording me in my house. And she'd got, there were 2 children and a man telling the children to shut up.
He did, shh, be quiet.
Yeah, that's shut up. But yeah, they were stomping around talking. And finally he said, shh, quiet.
And then it stopped.
And then it stopped. So, but the man.
We don't want any paranormal investigators in here, freaking wackos.
All of us are just wackos.
The man we called James. I mean, I did research. You know, we have the abstract on our house. They don't do that anymore. When you buy a house, you know, you don't get the abstract anymore.
But to pay for it.
We bought like ours a long time ago, so you were still getting them then. And I'm like, ours goes way back to where the property includes hundreds and hundreds of acres before they parted it off. And included the sale to the railroad before it, because we have a line running just right back behind the house across the street. There's a line running.
She's pointing that direction.
Yeah, I'm pointing like you can see me across the street. The house is facing us. There's a railroad line that runs right back behind there. And it shows the sale to the railroad company, that property. And so it shows where the property was parted off. And anyway, the person that owned that property actually murdered his wife and then later killed himself. But he didn't murder his wife on this property. Mm-hmm. He murdered his wife in the town next door.
So we don't know if that's who it is.
Right. But then killed himself on this property, but not this part of the property. Right,
but it was still part of the property.
Property was a whole. There wasn't a house sitting here, so it's interesting, which is why I call him James, because that was the name of the man. But there isn't anything else registered on this property that was any kind of tragic anything. So
no death.
Yeah.
No.
So that's the only thing that would be even tied is the man that owned this property, which that was his name. So. What I call him, if it's not, you know, he's not attacked me because it wasn't him. So that's what I call him. He's probably going, no, lady, no, I've told you times that's not my name. So I can't hear him. So there you go.
My name
forever.
Tony, hey.
Probably going, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I wish I could see them. I can't see them either, but I can hear them every once in a while.
What?
Especially
we get audible
here.
I've not heard. Audible.
Yeah, I've heard audibles here, but he hasn't ever told me no. So there you go.
So have you never seen anything?
I've seen one apparition. Well, okay, let me take that back. I saw one apparition about 3 years, five years ago. I'm sorry, my time frame is off because 2020 has killed me. But it's been a few years back. Yeah. But we were going to our training, our little training ground that I claimed was our training ground. It's the Crybaby Bridge here in Oklahoma. One of them, anyway. And I'd take them there because we would get a lot of stuff coming over the spirit box, a lot of stuff on EVP. So I would take them there to try to train them and everything. Well, we were going across the dam. There's like a mile long dam that we go across before we have to take a left onto this road to go back. This is when I wish I had a dash cam. I'm sitting there talking to Dustin, which is my occult specialist. Kelly's sitting in the back seat, like right behind him. I take a glance out the window, or I take a glance at him and then look back out the window, and I see this red streak just go across the front of the beam, the high beams on my lights. And I kind of stop for a moment in the mid-sentence, and I kind of look back at him, and I look at Kelly, and I look back at the streak. And at the same time, we said, did you see that? What we thought we saw, because I looked and researched the area, and just 2 weeks before that, somebody had drowned. They got drunk, playing around, and drowned. Well, this guy was wearing what looked like a red jacket, and he was white because his skin was peaches, but that's all I saw. It was just like blur as it went across the front of my car. And I'm like, any other time, I would have had that facing out that way. I had the camera facing us instead. But any other time, it's usually facing out. No, I'm not going to ever catch any apparitions. They're just going to be on in mine.
I'm of the opinion that you can't catch an apparition on I mean, you might be able to see a shadow, but I think when they're like that, I don't know if you can. Because...
Oh, let me tell you something. You know how you... Oh, okay. Y'all have a spot where y'all sit in a couple places at the hospital that you can see a light come on. Well, kind of brighten at the end of the hallway.
Yeah.
And something goes underneath it or over it, right?
Yeah.
I have video proof of that.
We got several things in there. You see me wearing my bright yellow shirt, right?
Yes. And you can see through that shirt, don't you?
I wear this specifically for buildings like that. Because that way I don't look like a shadow person
at the end of the hallway. Right?
And that way when people go, oh no, that's one of the team members. No, team members are bright. And that's not one of us. So it really helps on that. Yeah, you know, paranormal people are boring and they have to wear all the black and stuff like that because it's all spooky. But it really works against us in a paranormal investigation. Because we're not supposed to be camouflaged, you know, and so
you're
to miss somebody, especially because you know if you use a flash, you're not going to get anything paranormal. You get dust storms.
And it has helped, you know, when you're going through your pictures and stuff, and you blow them up real big, and you lighten them out, and you can tell, and we have figured that out. You go, no, well, don't wear black. Know. So you're doing them up real big and you're lighting them. You go, oh, yep, that's one of those shirts. Yep, that's one of those. So, you know.
And if you have to wear black, wear like a reflector tape or something on you.
Or
so
shoes or something. Yeah, well, we figured that we're going to have to make up some shirts. Let's make up some of those bright yellow ones.
And... Well, and when you do night vision, don't you see through those shirts?
No, actually, you see through black ones.
You see through black ones.
Really?
It's really funny.
You see bras.
On our cameras, yeah, you see us girls coming down the hall and our bras are like nightlights showing through our black shirts. And I'm like, holy hell.
Unless you have thick
shirts. The little, yep. I'm like, might be not to wear my black shirts in front of those cameras again. Yep.
Well, I'll have to remember that. Luckily, we had thick shirts because I never saw through our shirts.
White or tan bras. You wear your black bras underneath those shirts, ladies. Those shiny. Wear the cotton ones.
Or pat them.
Wear the cotton ones.
Oh my, woo boy. So that would have been something to see. I have like the standalone night vision, the DVR system. Well, I did. I've got to test this new one that a friend gave me. But the last time we went there, it crapped out on me. It didn't even record anything. And we were there for so I was very disappointed in that.
Watch all that video. Don't.
I know. I had to come up with some excuse. But the previous one that we had, the very first one we went on, it was just me and three other people. So it was just us three. And I knew where us three were at all times because we were pretty much either together or on the sixth floor or fifth floor. This, I think, was on the second or third floor. And I'm pretty sure I put it on the video, but you see a light brighten and then dim. And then you wait a few and it brightens again and then dims. And then the third time it brightened, you see somebody walk slowly in front of it. And then it dimmed. And I'm like, wait. Dustin, where were you at during this time? Because he's the tallest one on our team right now. He was upstairs with another team member on the sixth floor while Justin and I were on the third floor trying to do spirit box stuff. And the standalone had got that one that far away. I had stretched them out. Like I had one halfway point and one as far as I could get it, which was like 200 feet from the middle. And I'm like, well, can you see car lights coming through that way at all?
On the one side of the building, you do.
Well, there's a street on both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
But on the one side, the street is elevated. So every time a car comes down that street, it'll show in every window.
Yeah.
The lower windows, the second and third floor is really, really bad. On the other side, it don't show as bad. But on the one side, it's elevated, so it shows in all the windows. And that second floor is the worst because it is just like, you might as well just line the car right up with the window. Boom, boom, boom. But pretty busy, too. So, yes, you will see. But there's also a shadow cat, too. Yeah. So you'll see shadows running up and down the hall. There's a cat. I call it a shadow cat because the way it runs, it could be a dog or whatever, but it's a shadow. Animal of some sorts, but I call it a shadow cat.
But we have
kind of got a bowed little back the way it kind of hopping.
We have most of our activity on the second and fourth floor. Although we have got a great EVP on the fifth floor, sixth floor is just a mechanical room.
But we've got the picture of the boy in the windows too
on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor, yes. So
that probably.
Oh, does he play with the doors?
He was behind the doors in the fifth floor. So
we
you know the glass.
Yes,
we were standing there talking as a group, trying to figure out where we're going next. And of course, I'm always being my ADD self and taking pictures. And
that wasn't where we got. I mean, that wasn't when we got those pictures. That was a different trip when we got the pictures of the boy. You're talking about the man. That was a whole different trip.
Was that different?
The boy.
So you got pictures of a man too?
No, we got a voice of a man. Because
nope, that's right. Because that one time, that was me. That was me and Joe.
Because
and,
Joe got the pictures of the boy, and the man was a different time.
Because we turned around. We walked through the door and, you know, the door closes and then
it
made
twice.
A sound again, right?
It closed.
So he turned around, took a picture, bam, and the picture was a reflection.
Boy.
Yeah. No, I was talking about, a totally different thing because we were talking about that at that, because we were standing by the glass. I was taking pictures and when Tina saw
the man, well, we were standing in like a circle and there was like five of us there, and then there was nobody standing by me on this side. There was a little empty space. There could have been somebody. And then Adrian was like snapping pictures, which I always keep my eyes open. You know, we called it. We're getting ready to take a picture. I'm in.
Flag,
that way everybody knows so they can close their eyes or turn their head or whatever so they don't blind themselves. And I see things in the flash, right? So I always usually just turn my head, but I keep my eyes open. So he was over here, so I just turned my head. And in the flash, there's a man standing right beside me, right? And he's a tall, really thin, pale, wearing all white, dark hair. And I said, there's a man standing right here. And Adrian's like, well, it's just our reflection in the glasses.
Could have been one of us, I said.
He never believes anything I say.
That is a perfectly justifiable question.
He never believes anything.
It's a wall of glass right now.
He has never believed anything
I say. Perfectly justifiable.
So I say, no, he's not outside the glass, right? So we just go on this whole thing because me and him always argue. He never believes me. So he, blah, 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 he never believes me. So we go on, blah, blah, rest of the interview, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward, we're listening the next day. And we get to that part, and I'm rolling my eyes because he don't believe me, and I'm reliving it because I'm having to listen to him. And there he is. What does he say?
Tina said no, because he's not in the glass. Or
he's beside the glass, and the guy says,
I'm here.
EVP of the man saying, I'm here. And I rip them suckers off my ears, and I yell, and I go stick him on his head, and I rewind it, and I play it for MVP.
But that crow, I'm glad to eat, because anytime you get
corroborating,
not just evidence, right? Because this was corroborating. It's an intelligent entity.
He was standing in our circle. He was standing right beside me. I saw exactly what he looked like. And the way he was dressed, I would have said that he was some kind of orderly or nurse Well, you know, because it was all in white.
Beyond that, glass is the lab. So, yeah, you know, everybody's wondering.
He was in our circle, so he was definitely listening to what we were talking about. I mean, because he was closing out the circle. I mean, there was an empty
right.
Nobody was standing, so he was standing in it. And when I had a picture of him, I was looking right at him. He was looking at me. And I'm like, yeah. And of course, he never believes me. So it's like I lie. Oh. Like, why would I say that? I described him perfectly.
She doesn't understand the skeptic. I don't.
Now, what she understand is, if it's a reflection, why would I describe somebody that don't look like anybody in our group, right? Wouldn't it look like close, at least a little bit, like somebody wearing something that we would be wearing? No, it would be a tall, thin, pale, half-dead person that don't look anything like anybody.
Well, at one point in time, Adrian had dark hair, and he's wore, like, scrubs.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So, ghost of Christmas past. Yeah.
Right. It's a past picture of Adrian. There we go. I understand completely where you're coming from. It's like I was telling my husband one night, I had a thing come over during one of my interviews, and it sounded, no, I'm sorry, it was not that. It was, he was doing a voice over for a commercial for a band that was here. This was many, many years back. And so I had him go deep. I'm like, go deep, like growly deep. So he went as deep as he possibly could, which is not that deep, but he went as deep as he possibly could. And we were replaying it, and I'm like, you didn't growl, did you? And he goes, no. And I said, I need you to listen to this. So he was listening to it, and a big, like, just came over the mic. And I'm like, you sure none of us did that? And he goes, no. And I'm like, oh,
paranormal, probably.
Hey guys, it was probably one of the dogs. And I'm like, the dogs aren't even in here, Justin. What? Where did it come from? And he goes, I don't know. That was really close to the mic. Yeah, it was. Well, I can't explain it, but it's got to be something to do with the equipment. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, something to do with, yeah.
All the time.
It's irritating. Now, you know,
it is very
right there.
It's slapping you in the face.
Right there.
That's what Thomas said. A ghost is going to come up to you and just slap you right in the face, and you're going to be like, Shauna, why did you do that? I'm across the hall.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. You willed it. You have telekinesis. Oh, you'll believe in telekinesis, but you won't believe in spirits. Okay.
Yeah.
No, if I had telekinesis, it'd have been much worse.
Right. Now, on that flip floor, I did go up there by myself because I realized.
Shame.
Well, I told people where I was at. I had a walkie and I was live.
Hey, y'all. Exploring the Paranormal Perspective will be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman-Shunt, psychic medium, Dark Nola Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Perspectives, para and horror news break. 'Tis I, Shauna, with your news break today. Are you interested in serial killers? Well, Discovery Plus now has The Baby Killer Conspiracy, starting Saturday, November 20th. Shock Docs, Demon in the White House, starts Friday, November 26th on Discovery Plus. Okay, so that's the title from Hingy Pop. There's going to be two brand new shows coming out from Britain, Trapped Underground and Spooked Scotland. Now, we don't know when these shows are going to come out. They just started, so stay tuned, and maybe I'll have an update for you. Okay, so Kindred Spirit signed up for another year, starting in January. You can catch their season 6.
Singer Keisha is set to host Conjuring Keisha Paranormal Series in 2022. Woohoo! Now singers and actors are starting to get in on the biz. Our poor pair of peeps. They've been doing this for years. Discovery Plus signs on season 2 of UFO Witnesses. Of course, we all know Destination Fear is coming back. And the Osborne siblings are coming back to investigate more ghosts. Want to see more TV shows on the paranormal? You can watch Paranormal Caught on Camera, Ghost Nation, Destination Fear, Ghost Adventures, Portals to Hell, My Paranormal Nightmare, and more on the Travel Channel. And no, they do not sponsor me, but they should. Paranormal Witness on Sci-Fi. And don't forget, we have National Paranormal Day coming up in May, y'all, next year, 2022, May 3rd. Now, for those of you that are interested in horror movies coming out this year and next year, we've had The Paranormal Activity Next of Kin come out on October 29th. The Beta Test that came out on November 5th. Coming up, we have Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City on November 24th. Hide and Seek, November 25th. And for those of you Scream fans, Scream 5 will be out on January 14th, 2022. One of the movies I've been waiting for forever is Morbius with Jared Leto, coming out January 28th, 2022. And The Black Phone coming out February 4th. There's more to come and more movies to find out about. Oh, and one that I do have to tell you because it's kind of funny. Nope. July 22nd, 2022. Just nope. Yeah, okay, that's all I got. So last year, haunted house reports on the rise during pandemic. Yeah, lots of things came on the rise during the pandemic. A lot of people were staying at home and seeing more things during the pandemic. So those of you that were non-believers and that are now believers, because you've got to stay yourself at home for 24/7, welcome to the club. Looks like Eureka Springs in Arkansas is doing some ghost tours. Yay! For the Downtown Walking Ghost Tour. The Shadow Man Ghost Tour and the Catacomb Ghost Hunt has actually been shut down temporarily due to COVID-19. $19.99 for an adult and $14.99 for children ages 7 to 17. Wow, that's weird. My kids are 7 to 17. If you think all the conventions are over with, you are sadly mistaken, because we now have quite a few more. Coming up on November 19th through the 21st, we have Days of the Dead in Chicago, VilCon 2021, December 3rd through the 5th is the LA Comic Con, Jekyll and Hyde Multi-Fandom Con on December 4th, and Fan Expo Dallas Holiday Market on December 11th. The Las Vegas Para-Unity Convention is also December 9th through December 11th. Put those names in the Google search engine and it'll pull the pages right up for you to go to and be able to get your tickets. Those of you interested in UFO sightings, there's a donut UFO that was seen over Switzerland on Monday, November 8th. You can read more information on space.com. Donut UFO over Switzerland defies explanation is the title of the article. Seems like military has finally lifted their silence and is going to start talking about UFOs from now on. For more information on the spike in UFO sightings across the nation, you can go to military.com. There's also UFO sightings in Maine this year, but yet they are sharply declining. Wonder why. In Bigfoot news, we have a Michigan hunter who claims he has a Bigfoot on camera. You can go to the Midland Daily News on that one and find out more information. And for those of you really into the horror movies, we have Ghostbusters Afterlife that came out on November 11th. If you haven't seen it yet, you're right there with me, because I have not seen it yet either. Money. If you have a paranormal story, a Bigfoot sighting, a UFO sighting, or a horror story, please feel free to get a hold of me at Exploring the Paranormal Perspective on Facebook. Well, that's all I have for y'all today, you awesome pair of peeps, you. Stay tuned next time for EPP's Paranormal Horror News. Hey, y'all, see, it wasn't so bad. Welcome back.
And I was up there and I said, okay, I'm going to walk this to see if they'll at least talk to me, because the person that I was with before, nothing was happening. So I went up there by myself and I found that if I go in a room, as long as I tell people where I'm at and how long I'm going to be there, it's usually okay. But when I go into a room by myself or a certain section by myself, they tend to talk to me a lot more or do something to where I can hear it. And I was live and I came through that glass doorway. And you heard the door shut behind me, because it's not like a really slow and then shut. It just shuts.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I'm sitting there walking down and I'm sitting there chit-chatting. Next thing I know, I hear it shut again. I went, y'all heard that, right?
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened to us. Why
another picture was taken, yeah.
Man, see, I wish.
Boy.
Or it looked like a little boy. We say a little boy.
Well, it look, he maybe 12 or so. He didn't look old.
Yeah.
And I say little boy, yeah, it wasn't like a 2-year-old or anything. But I would say maybe 12. And we had that picture on our website for a long time. And we had another team swipe the picture, and go, it was a military team. They were military. And yes, they went and put it through some kind of
their spectral analyzer.
Yeah. And they were expecting it to not come out like it did.
No, they sent us a great little email.
Yeah, they sent us an email saying, you know, we swap pictures all the time of people saying they caught ghosts or whatever, and it always ends up it's not what they think it is. And they sent us back the picture that it came out to be, and said this picture is awesome. And
which is great too, because you know, if you get a paranormal picture of a ghost, it's not like Ghost Girl, you can't see them very well,
right?
And so it's almost like I don't know, barely seeing something on a film.
It's like putting the opacity down to like 5.
Here's the eyes, here's the nose, here's this, here's this, and nobody can see it. And I'm like, man, it's right there. Just like listening to some EVP. Listen to it right there. Hear it? They're like, no. And I'm like, okay, fine. And when they did that, they sent us a picture, and it's got the color grading on it. And you got 2 different ones they sent us. And then it's like, boom, you can see it easy. And so I was like, awesome.
Oh, can y'all share that with me so I can put on the blog?
yeah.
Sweet. But, awesome.
So yeah, they sent us a thing and an explanation of why they stole it off of our site, because they do it to everybody, because they usually send back an email that's not so nice, yeah. Because they let them know that they put it through all this stuff, and if they didn't find it, and they show them what it actually was. And on ours, they said it's actually turned out different, because ours actually showed that we did catch. And it said it looks like a boy, like you say, and this is what we've got. And then they sent us the picture that they came out with. So it was actually great, because they explained that they normally, this is not the kind of email that they usually send out. And so that was, you know. Because we try not to put out things that are fake. We try to, and we try not to take our pictures and make it look so pixelated that you don't know what you're looking at. Then you're going, hey, they did something to this picture that they're trying to make it look like something it ain't.
It's like we never make our EVP sound like C-3PO.
Right. We try not to alter them so much that you think we've done something to
them. Exactly.
So that was, you know, always makes you feel good that somebody's like, yeah, you did, you know, here it is. And this is, so it's always.
Well, in our field, it's great to be trustworthy too, because you see so many people faking things anymore, but it's making it really hard for those of us.
Fake it.
Right.
The problem is everybody wants to be on a show. Yeah. And they think if they have this great piece of evidence, they're going to be on a show, and they're going to have a bunch of followers, and they're going to get famous. Our goal was never to be famous. Our goal was always to help people out.
Help people. Exactly.
And so that's what we've done. You know, we've been on shows. I mean, we're on Ghost Adventures, and I don't know if you've watched that one or not, but the best EVPs on that show were the ones that were from our team. The woman saying, help me, we need help. Those were our EVPs. And those are the kind of EVPs that we get. So,
you haven't seen it? Is that what you said?
I said, I have seen it. I think I researched you guys so much the last time.
Yeah.
That this time it was just, okay. Yeah.
So what? No, but yeah, they play our EVP. And then the EVP that they caught later on in the show were all these, you had to imagine what being said. And I was like, yeah, see ours.
You know, we catch the bad ones too, that you have to really strain and go over and go.
You have to enhance.
But it's always great when you catch the ones that sound like somebody was standing right beside you when you went, and just like, wow, I wish I could have heard that in person.
Yeah.
And the ones that, I mean, have you ever heard an audible?
Yes, she said.
I mean, just heard it. And you go back and listen for it on your recorder, and it's not there. And you're like, it was like,
yes,
there. How come you didn't catch it on the recorder?
Right.
You're so mad because it's like, it was right there.
I've only caught one. I've heard, like, here at the house, I've heard Toby and the other spirit that's here. I've heard him say mom and mommy quite a few times. But we were at a location in Collinsville, and you can see me and the person that's setting up the camera plain as day, right? And then I hear, okay. And I'm like, did you hear that? And he said, yeah, I heard something else. It wasn't okay. And I'm like, no. That person, I just heard okay, but it was in a male voice. He was the only male there. And he was like, no, I didn't hear that. Well, I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, I hope the recorders caught it because, you know, I was the only one that heard it because even the previous person that was with us was not there. I mean, she didn't hear it either. And I'm like, okay, well, hell, three different devices caught it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a male voice, sounded just like that dude that was standing next to me saying, okay. And I'm like, oh, I'm not crazy, thank God. But they've been talking to me a lot more in the last 4 years than I have ever heard them talk to me in my lifetime. And I think it's because I'm trying to open up more to them so I can see. Because I've had so many people say, you've got so many walls. You need to tear them down and they'll come just crashing your door. And I'm sitting there going, I don't even know how I got them up. How am I supposed to get them down?
Well, they always say that everybody has the potential to hear them or see them. And I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't know if I would want to hear them and see them all the time. I mean, I don't know if I would want to. And no. All you have to do is just reach out. Well, how do you do that? I mean, I was sat at a place and tried to relax. That way they could, if they wanted to, tell me something if they wanted to. But it don't work that way to me. I don't. I'm not.
That's when I'm least focused.
I'm not approachable. I have bitch face even when I'm there. I don't know. Even when I'm relaxed, I'm not. I don't know. I'm just not approachable.
Well, do you notice that if you hear them or see them or anything, is it when you're least focused on a situation or when you're actually focused and you're trying to look for them?
Well, no, because even like I've heard James here, like, I'll just be walking down the hallway and I'll hear, hey, and I'll turn around and I say, what?
What do you want?
I'll never hear the rest of it. You know, I've never heard him say anything else. Obviously he was wanting something if he said, hey, and I've never just kept walking. Oh, well, I used to before I got started in the paranormal. I just ignore it, you know, because I didn't want to know. But when we started with the paranormal, I thought, well, maybe I should just say what, you know, to see what he wants. And so that's what I started doing. What? And I stop and listen, and he never finishes, or if he does finish, I don't hear it. And so, and then, you know, when he's moving stuff around, I'll go, stop that. And then I'll listen to see if he says something back to me, stuff like that, but I'll never hear it. And when he's irritating me at night, you know, Adrian used to work overnight all night long. Now he gets home at 1 o'clock in the morning, but he used to work all night long. And James would be like moving stuff. He'd be like, one night he was on the other side of the bed on the nightstand. It sounded like he was moving around papers, and there wasn't even any papers over there. Like, it was the sound of like shuffling papers. And at this point he was keeping me up and had kept me up. And this was when the kids were still at home. And I was like, for God's sake, shut up, you know, because he was keeping me up. And it just stopped, right? Because there wasn't nothing over there to actually make that noise. But it sounded like just a whole bunch of papers. And it just kept on.
Looking for something.
Like he was looking for something, going through just a pile of papers. It just all just kept going and going. And it just finally, I had enough. And I just blurted it out. I just expected him to just say something to me for getting on to him. And it just stopped.
But
isn't that just the weirdest thing? Right. There wasn't any papers over there, but that's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
But to your question, seeing things, it just happens. I mean, when we're moving about, going thing, even when doing investigation, sometimes we'll see things. And if we're stopped and focusing, like at the hospital, right? Mm-hmm. Looking down the long hallway, we'll see things. We're stopped and we're actually looking for them. And we'll see things coming from the ceiling. We'll see things, you know, had all kinds of weird things happen. But as far as like EVPs go, very rarely have we got an EVP is like, do you know what time it is? Right? But a lot of times there'll be an EVP in the middle of what we're saying. If we're having a conversation, I'd like to, man, I'm hungry. Yeah, I'd like to have a pizza. Me too. You know, something like that. Not that specific, but it's always something like that. Like the, I'm here.
Right.
So, but yeah, so we've had, although we've had some great EVP catches over the years, it's always usually been in the process of an investigation, but not specifically during an EVP session. So we start our recorders at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And turn it off until the end. Yep. And we got to listen to all of them and everybody's mic'd. And then I have, you know, other recorded out and we have to match everything up at the same time.
Yeah, we don't
because
have
I have to make sure that wasn't Tina, because Tina sounds like a very angry demon. like if she's here and I'm standing this way and she's like, do you see that? It's like, I'm going to eat your soul. And that's what it sounds like. And I'm like, oh my, we have one of our investigators. He's like, it was funny because he's like, he's freaking out on this recorder. He's like, Jesus Christ, what is that? And I'm like, what is that? And then I'm like, I don't know. So I listened to it on everybody's recorder. Teeny going, it was something like, don't whisper. But but it's modulated on everybody else's unless you're right there. And we're using decent recorders, you know, the Sony recorder. Yeah. But life changed when I got the Zoom recorder.
Really?
Recorders can, yeah, you're like a fly fart. You know, like, whoa, that was a fly farting. And oh, they're so good. And because, you know, people do this.
Oh, yeah.
And it and they hear that. Post the conversation. And and we're on the Zoom recorders, you can like, oh, that definitely somebody's scratching. And so but I will say that we've got recorded EVPs on those recorders that are on us that the Zoom didn't pick up. So that just means whatever spirit or entity was closer to that person. Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. So.
That is really cool, especially when you get that situation. Because like, okay, we had so many different pieces of equipment up and only three out of all the equipment got it. And,
yes.
And it was weird how it got it because it was one piece of equipment behind her, my digi and her digi, and that's it. What?
We were on break once there in that hospital, and so we were all on the first floor, and we had a couple other teams with us. And
this is our very first night in the hospital, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was our very first, and that was a long night because we had to drag Adrian
out.
You
couldn't pull me out.
We had to hog tie him and drag him out. I mean, everybody was like, are we going to go yet?
There was so much activity that night.
It was like, come on, everybody's wanting to go home. So anyway, I had back issues, and my back was hurting, and my mic was up here, and I was bent over trying to pop my back. And I said, my back is so stiff, it hurts so bad. And I was bent with my chest to my legs.
Mm-hmm.
My mic is here. And I get an EVP. It says, pop it.
Pop it.
Oh, sweet.
Pop it. And I'm like, and at the time, because I remember saying it, I was already bent over trying to pop my back. And
everybody said, mic'd. Nobody else caught it.
And that's what it said.
So yeah, because my brain is like, oh, someone must have saw you say that and whatever. But nobody else caught it.
Nobody else said it.
She also got one that said, I'd say F-U-B. Yeah.
Well, that's it for part one for Adrian and Tina Scaff. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned next week for their part two. You can watch or listen to their shows over at my Patreon page at EPP_podcast.
Shows come out a week after the first show, along with the video. So go on.
on over to my Patreon page and check it out. You'll only get to see the video there and no commercials on the audio. Or you can go to Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal /podcast to listen to it with commercials there. Thank you for listening, and y'all have a wonderful, fantabulous weekend.